بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and elders, I don't think there are any elders. So my brothers, if I ask you, what is the biggest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I ask you, what is the biggest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will you say? Iman, Islam. What else? Who said? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the answers are correct incidentally. I mean, if you say the ni'mat of Allah is Iman and Islam, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good answer. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call His ni'mah? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state as His ni'mah? Iman is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your life is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hidayat from Allah subhanahu is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your parents are a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this institution in which you are there is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are innumerable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لا تحصوها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot even count. But which one did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention and say, this is my ni'mah on the mu'mineen? And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ, verily my ni'mah, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly my ni'mah, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many, innumerable, cannot be counted, but the one that Allah Himself mentioned and said, this is my ni'mah, is who? Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the four things and the four duties and the four ways in which Allah honored the people. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, not only is He a ni'mah, the fact that He is from amongst you, this is a ni'mah. Allah could have sent somebody who is not from us, who is not a human being. Allah could have sent, Allah said, no, we have sent from ba'asa fihim rasulam min anfusihim. And then the four things. The reason I'm saying this is that every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah gives something, that ni'mat has a haqq. That ni'mat has a haqq, it has a right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the permission to come into His huzur, to come into His presence, to come into His house, and said, Aqimu salah. This is not a musibat, this is not a burden, this is not a job. It is an honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been permitted to come into the presence of Al-Malikul Haqq.
تعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the haqq of the ni'mat? That you come and pray. If somebody, the salah is a ni'mat given to every Muslim. Anyone who enters Islam, the moment he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, he has become Muslim. What is his next job? How is this la ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah? How is it expressed? Through the salah. لا إله إلا الله is عقيدة محمد رسول الله is the sunnah. لا إله إلا الله is the عقيدة that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. محمد رسول الله is how do I worship Allah? He said صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the salah is the physical manifestation of the kalima. So this is the ni'mat. But what is the haqq of that? That you have to do your salah regularly. Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy to see all of you in this masjid. Yesterday also I noticed, nobody is chasing you, nobody is running behind you. You are coming on your own. May Allah bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase His love in your heart for Him and His love in and the love of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, so that you become the true ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Nabi is a ni'mah, that ni'mah has a haqq. What is that haqq? That haqq is that we fulfill the rights of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being his ummatis. You know and I know that there are two kinds of rights. There are huququllah and there are huququl ibad. Huququllah are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's huquq, which begins with his ibadah. But huququl ibad are the haqq that there is on us from the people. And who is the one about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Abduhu wa Rasuluh? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, his right comes before the right of anybody else, except the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the right that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has on us? There is a series of my khutbas on this. There is a book also, which I will ask Azhar to include with this Fajr reminder. You can read the book and you can listen to the khutbas. I am going to be very brief here because of the Fajr reminder. We don't want to sit here all day. What are the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I am going to pick one or two or three principal ones, and I will do that today, and tomorrow inshallah we will complete those. The first right of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam is that you should love him more than you love anyone and anything else. What is the dalil for this? Because any statement must have a dalil. This deen is not a deen of superstition. This deen is not a deen of mythology. This deen is not a deen of stories. This is not a deen where I say, no, my grandfather told me. Your grandfather has no dalil in the deen. The dalil of the deen is the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the dalil for my statement that our right, our duty and the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we have to love him more than we love anyone and anything else? What is the dalil for this? The reason I'm telling you is, when you go and tell anybody else, speak with dalail, there is power in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Tawbah, which all of you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted out, I'm not doing a tafsir of the ayah, I'm going to be very brief. Allah counted out how many things? 8 things. Parents, children, siblings, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, spouses, extended families, tribes, qabila, then Wealth in which you fear a decline, wealth which you collect, trade in which you feel a decline, fear a decline, and your houses and so forth which you construct, you look at this and you say, MashaAllah, hadha min fadli rabbi, alhamdulillah. Allah said, all of these things, 8 things are halal. We are not talking about some haram income from with which you build a house. No, we are saying everything halal, alhamdulillah. To love them is not wrong, it is good. You should love your parents, you should love your children, nothing wrong with that. But Allah says, if you love them more than you love Allah, if you love them more than you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love them more than you love struggling and working in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah says, Allah does not need you, get out, fatarabbasu, and not just get out, Allah said, wait for the adab of Allah. And Allah then said, Allah does not guide the fasiqoon, Allah does not guide the rebellious people. What is this love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. What is the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it singing nasheed? Is it singing na'at? Is it saying as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah? All of this you can do, but that is not love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not saying it is haram. Definitely most probably, alhamdulillah, somebody writes a beautiful nasheed and a naat about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing is wrong with that. By all means, sing that. But then see whether you are following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your life. If you are not following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you think that love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only singing nasheed, khalas, no problem, please. That is not the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, second dalil, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example for you is the life of my Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whom? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. The one who looks forward to the meeting of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Imam, the surahs which he recited in Salatul Fajr are surahs which make you shake and should make you shake with the fear and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is talking about the day of judgment in such tremendous and such terrifying terms. So you can say, well, if the day of judgment is so terrifying, why would I look forward to that? Yarjullah, who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everybody will meet Allah, whether you like it or you don't like it. That's not the issue. Allah is here is saying, the one who is looking forward to that, I want to meet my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Who will do that? The one who expects good from his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And who can expect good from his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu? The one who loves Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is the dalil for that? Allah said, Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabiuni yuhibbukum Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, wallahu ghafurur rahim. Third dalil. What does the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it expressed? By his ittiba. What is the difference between ita'at and ittiba? Ita'at is the obedience of an order. Ita'at is the obedience of an order or an instruction. If I tell you I want some water, please get me some water, and you do not get me the water, then you have not obeyed me. But if I simply tell you, you are not obeying me, what will you say? You never told me anything. How can you say I am not obeying? You didn't tell me. You tell me, I will obey or not obey. But I cannot accuse you. You are not obeying me. I can't say this. Yes? So, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul. This is, we know this in the Quran. وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who does itaat of Allah and his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely these are the people who are successful. We know this. But what is Allah saying in this ayah? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. Say to them who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what must they do? فَاتَّبِيُونِي. Make my ittiba. Allah did not say فَاتِيُونِي. Allah did not say obey me. He said make my ittiba. What is the difference between itaat and ittiba? Itaat is the obedience of an instruction. Obedience can be done out of love. Obedience can also be done out of fear. We know this. In our schools, colleges, wherever, somebody gives you an order, you do it. If you don't do it, he bashes you. So you don't want to get bashed. So you do it. So itaat can be out of fear. Also can be out of love. But ittiba is imitation. Ittiba is emulation. Ittiba is only out of love. Nobody does emulation out of fear, because nobody emulates or nobody imitates someone they don't like. Today you find young men with all kinds of fancy haircuts. And that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not make haircuts in steps. It is not permissible in Islam. But they make all these haircuts for, you know, half the head is shaved, half the head has long hair and so on. Why are they doing that? Because they saw some film actor or somebody who they think is a great guy, they make the hair like that. Or they wear a cap somewhere, or they do something. Ittiba is a sign of love. So what did Allah say? Allah said, if you love me, or you claim to love me, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make your ittiba. Look like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walk like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eat what he used to eat. Drink what he used to drink. Treat people the way he used to treat people. Behave like him. Smile on the face. He said it is sadaqah. Do this, and then what will happen? Allah will love you. Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, what is the basic default condition? Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. The default condition, the setting, as soon as you change that, what happens? All your sins are forgiven. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. This is the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. This is his right on us, that we love him more than we love anyone and anything else, that we keep his entire life as the framework for our life and live our life the way he used to live his life. And the final thing is that we make his ittiba, we try to imitate and emulate him in everything that we do, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. How many of you want to become awliya Allah? Anybody? You want to become awliya Allah? Wali Allah, inshallah? This is the secret. If Allah loves you, you are his wali, no? What is the secret? How to become a wali of Allah? Do ittiba Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not my formula. I'm not making fatwa. This is the kalam of Allah. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will love you. When Allah loves you, you need something. Ya Rab, given. Some problem. Ya Rab, gone. No problem. Someone is attacking you. Ya Rab, malaika will come. If Allah loves you, then what happens? Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. It is for you. Everything in the world. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And his ni'mah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with you, to fill your hearts with hubb and muhabbat of himself and of his Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make your lives an example of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make that as an example for the rest of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and protect you and accept your du'as and your ibadat and give you from his grace and majesty and glory. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.